Today's GeoQuiz takes us to Burma or Myanmar. Reports from that country say police have arrested an American who illegally entered the compound of the pro-democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi. The Nobel Prize winner and opposition leader has been under house arrest for over a decade in Yangon. That's the former Rangoon and also the country's former capital. Burmese authorities say this American intruder was caught after he swam across a lake near Suu Kyi's home. So, naturally, we want you to name the scenic lake in the middle of Yangon, and you need to think fast. We turn now to Dintar Swe. She's head of the BBC's Burmese service. Dintar Swe, news reports say the lake in question is called Lake Inya. Is that right?
Inya Lake. Yes, that's right.
And how do you spell Inya?
I-N-Y-A.
Okay, Inya Lake, the answer to our GeoQuiz today. And what information have you been able to get from the American Embassy about who this swimmer is?
The only thing the American Embassy can confirm today is that they have tried to have access to the swimmer, an American citizen, and they have his name and his passport number. That's all they got from the Burmese authorities or Myanmar authorities. What they're trying to do is to have an access, and so far that access has been denied.
It seems that the swimmer was trying to get to Aung San Suu Kyi. I don't know what he wanted to do. Are there usually supporters outside her house?
It is very difficult to enter into her compound. This is something, it never happened before. And because it is so unusual, the whole city, the whole town is talking about it. And they're very suspicious, especially it appear out of nowhere. It appear on the Burmese official newspaper. Apparently, he swam across the lake to Aung San Suu Kyi's house, and allegedly, he spent two nights in the house. It is quite possible that he would have access to her.
Why do the Burmese doubt the veracity of the story? Is it because Inya Lake is just a body of water you would not go into?
Inya Lake is a very interesting place. It is an rather a market area of the city of Yangon. It is a beautiful part of Yangon or Rangoon. And the opposite side of Aung San Suu Kyi compound used to be where General Ne Win, the head of the Burmese government, the military chief as well, he used to reside just opposite across the lake. And also the U.S. ambassador is also on the lake itself. It is, as I said, it is a very exclusive part of Rangoon. Because it is an exclusive part and because high-profile people reside around that area, the security is pretty tight.
Now, Aung San Suu Kyi's house arrest is due to expire on May 27th, is that correct?
That's right. On the 27th, the authorities have to decide whether they're going to extend her detention. If they're going to extend her detention, then they have to decide on what legal ground they're going to extend it. So 27 May will be quite interesting to find out what will be the decision from the authorities.
Right. And is anybody in the BBC's Burmese service saying today, boy, that's a weird coincidence, less than 3 weeks away from her detention is due to expire, this odd American swimmer allegedly spends two nights there?
Of course, we talked to the NLD members, senior members.
That's the National League for Democracy. That's right.
The party that Aung San Suu Kyi belongs to. And National League for Democracy spokesperson told us they're very concerned about the security breach, but they have no idea at all who this person is, why he was there, and why the authorities didn't find out when he went to see her or when he swam across the lake to her house. Only when he returned, they discovered this person. So there are a lot of questions around this issue.
Dintar Swe, I mean, you're from Burma. Have you ever been swimming in Inya Lake?
No, I have sailed across Inya Lake several times, and it is a very romantic and beautiful part of Rangoon.
Clean lake, clean water?
It is clean lake, clean water, but whoever swim across this lake must be a very pretty experienced swimmer because the lake is deep, and also there are a lot of weeds on the bed of the lake, so it's quite dangerous to swim there.
Dintar Swe, head of the BBC's Burmese service, speaking about the arrest of an American who went swimming across Inya Lake in Rangoon. Inya Lake, the answer to today's GeoQuiz. Dintar Swe, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.